Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you had a blessed week. This is your 30-minute weekly dose of truth, encouragement, motivation, analysis, and a bit of entertainment thrown in. And what is the American Redoubt? We have to remind our new listeners from time to time, it is the safe haven and refuge for those God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots who either live here or are being strengthened by those who are strategically relocating. This is the place for right-wing mainstreamists. Even when the adversaries try to make you feel like there's something wrong with you because you're the only one who sees that the world's going insane and you don't want to participate. Well, you are not alone, and I'm here to remind you of that. You're actually part of the silent majority, and it's time for you to stop being silent. Get engaged. Be prepared to fight for our values, our heritage, all that we cherish, and that which leads to the blessings of liberty from our Lord. So this is a new year. We're excited. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got a presidential inauguration taking place in a week. Some people don't like it. We're going to talk about that. There's a fight. There is a war right now for the soul of America. And we've had some recent victories, but the war is far from over because of, well, 8 years of setbacks. It's not going to be an easy task. Some may even argue that we're past the point of no return for the Republic to turn it back around. We're going to do our part. And if the rest of the country wants no part of returning to our traditional American ideals and republicanism, then we'll do it without them regionally here in the American Redoubt, which is what it's all about. I'm going to cover some news here in just a minute, and then there's some things I want to share with you guys. We'll do a little bit of an in-depth analysis on, well, I want to just bring you some of the details on this so-called assault weapons ban that the radical extremists on the left are trying to force upon you. That and more. Lots of stuff going on here. Let's get into the news and commentary brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. International news. Ready for war. That's the headlines. At least at the Sun. .com out of the UK, the U.S. Army has moved 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles into Europe in the biggest troop transfer since the Cold War. Troops arrived to respond to Russian aggression in the region after annexation of Crimea in 2014. But right now, they've got more troops, 2,500 military vehicles arriving in at port in Bremerhaven, northern Germany, last Saturday. Troops will also be deploying to Romania, Bulgaria, and across the Baltics. And Russia says this troop movement, especially arriving in Poland, poses a threat to its national security. Another article in The Guardian. Early deployment of the biggest American force in Europe since the Cold War may be an attempt to lock Trump into a strategy. And this is what the analysts are debating right now. As soon as Trump gets in, is he going to immediately start pulling all these troops back? Or are they trying to dig a trench that he can't get out of, trying to commit his administration to this military buildup in Europe? We'll see. But the Kremlin hit out at the biggest deployment of U.S. troops in Europe since the end of the Cold War, branding the arrival of troops and tanks in Poland a threat to Russia's national security. The deployment is intended to counter what NATO portrays as Russian aggression in Eastern Europe. Boy, it's talking about it, taking us back into time. Back to the Cold War again. We'll see what happens with Trump. In the U.S., there is a probe launched of FBI actions that took place before the election. They are actually investigating this now. This is out of One News Now. The Justice Department Inspector General opened an investigation Thursday into department and FBI actions before the election, including whether FBI Director James Comey followed established policies in Hillary Clinton's email investigation.
So the Inspector General for the Justice Department announced that he is going to investigate some of the policies and procedures by the Justice Department and the FBI as it relates to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. They're specifically looking at the conduct of James Comey and his staff. There are three main points that they're going to be reviewing. The news conference that James Comey gave in July of 2016, in which he announced that they didn't have enough evidence to file any charges in the Clinton email case.
And that's Ken Thomas from the Associated Press. Right-wing people are better looking than those on the left, a study shows. Right-wing people are a recently published study in the Journal of Public Economics concludes that the attractiveness of a candidate does correlate with their politics. They find that politicians on the right are more good-looking in Europe, the United States, and Australia. Now, this isn't really a news flash, really. Have you ever been to a Human Rights Institute seminar? Have you seen those on the left when they gather together? It's true. This article actually is true. But see, I think maybe it's all of the hate of those on the left. They hate godly principles. They hate principled people and people that demand higher moral values. They hate traditional marriage. All that hate comes out, and it comes to the surface. It makes them very ugly. It makes them so ugly. So now this is not really a news flash, but I thought it was interesting nonetheless. Obama has thrown Cubans under the bus. This is what blows my mind. In a time when he not only refuses to seal our borders, but encourages a massive influx of South Americans, Central Americans to illegally enter our country with what is obviously an attempt to demographically alter the United States and undermine the rule of law. Not only are they tying the hands of Border Patrol are under orders to look the other way, and so to go so far as to even escort illegal aliens from the border to encampments where they're released and can't be found again. But now this longtime policy called wet feet, dry feet, Cubans who are intercepted out on the water trying to make it to the United States are turned back. However, if you make it to the United States, you can claim asylum and we'll take you in. This has been the hope of those who have fled communism for decades. And Havana hails the end to the special U.S. immigration policy. Of course they do, because they're communists. They are just like anybody else on the far left, extreme left. They do not want anyone rejecting communism. So, of course, They want, this is just appalling, that Obama would turn these people who are fleeing communism to turn them away, to stop this immigration policy for anybody who legitimately needs protection. It's those that are fleeing communism. Nope, not anymore. Thanks, Obama. The CIA is butting heads with Trump, which is why we're on high alert here, because we have an entire global system that hates Trump. They hate the conservative right. They hate nationalism. They hate conservative values. And there is a good old boy network, the Central Intelligence Agency, at least at the higher level, at the policy making level, they are basically giving Trump veiled threats to back off. Donald Trump's working on a plan that would restructure the CIA, cutting staff at the agency's headquarters in Langley and moving more agents to field posts across the globe. The view from the Trump team is the intelligence world is becoming completely politicized or continues to be politicized. And Trump just ripped the intelligence community, the intelligence heads anyway, and they want to take him down. Intelligence officials told the Journal that they are ultimately disgusted with the president-elect's social media behavior and disapproval of the CIA. And one official said, "No president has ever taken on the CIA and come out looking good." This is someone apparently within the CIA saying, if you mess with us, you're not going to come out looking good. That, my friends, is a threat. Also in national news from the Forward Observer, Sam Culper, by the way, I'm trying to get an interview lined up to talk about this coming, tomorrow night, Sunday night, on Radio Free Redoubt. We are going to be covering the inauguration and the threats surrounding the inauguration. I'll just touch briefly on that today. We want to go into it in depth, how to prepare you for the potential fallout from the communist-inspired protest to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. In this weekly intelligence summary from the Forward Observer, there's prior, what are called in the intelligence community, it's called priority intelligence requirements, PIRs. What, and here's PIR number 3 he outlines in this week's Forward Observer. What are the current indicators of military, government, political, or social-related instability or violence that leads to domestic unrest or conflict? It's an analysis tool. Is there anything going on out there that could cause problems? And identify those and try to mitigate those. Well, one of those categories is titled, "How volatile will the inauguration protests be?" According to some estimates, Inauguration Day could have as many as 750,000 show up in protest against the incoming Trump administration. And aiding the FBI and Secret Service in securing Washington, D.C. will be some 7,500 National Guardsmen, 3,000 law enforcement officers from around the nation. A protest group calling themselves Disrupt J20, having been claiming for weeks that they intend on disrupting the event. They said, "We're planning on a series of massive direct actions that will shut down the inauguration ceremonies and related celebrations. We're also planning to paralyze the city," according to the group. I've got their website right here. You'll be able to follow them. We'll talk about this, how to follow this from an intelligence standpoint, intelligence gathering standpoint, using social media. We'll be discussing tomorrow night. Hashtag DisruptJ20 is one of the things that you can follow, real-time information developing about how that's unfolding and developing. They're calling for no peaceful transition, they say, right on their website. Where is that? Trump's success confirms the bankruptcy of representative democracy. Say they've already forgotten this is a republic, not a democracy. although we have a limited democratic process within the Republic, there's no Republic in their minds. Rather than using the democratic process as an alibi for inaction, we must show that no election could legitimize his agenda. They're trying to delegitimize him, and they say it right here. So we've got some very powerful communist-backed anti-American activity going on in our own country. Here's one right here. WorldNet Daily. Desperate Rosie O'Donnell calls for martial law on Americans. Great. Here's one. Refusefascism.org. More of these we're going to be covering tomorrow night. And hashtag DisruptJ20. And that's just a few. There's several going on. Let's talk about the American Redoubt regional news. Scott responds, unwarranted attacks. Okay. Redoubtnews.com is doing a great job of covering this. Representative Heather Scott was removed from any committees because of her behavior in Boise during session. Because of some statements that she said that makes the establishment look bad. There are, and it is common knowledge, I've heard of this from several people, that there are some affairs happening among the legislators unchecked. In fact, a couple of these have reportedly been elevated to chair or vice chair positions in the Republican caucus, in the legislature. Last month, when Representative Scott was overlooked and reassigned to some committees that she had no desire to be a part of and denied being on the committees she was hoping to be on, obviously intentionally by the leadership to reduce her effectiveness, because she has been quite a powerhouse for liberty. She has an A-plus rating on the Liberty Rating Scale, Idaho Freedom Foundation. Only one of two legislators, and they hate her for it. And she is under attack, and it's apparent here. Now they want to reprimand her, remove her from any committees, because last month, after it was discovered, she would not have access to any committees. She, in an emotional outburst of frustration, said in front of another legislator, "You can't get on any committees around here." I'm paraphrasing. "You basically can't get on any committees around here unless you sleep with somebody, apparently." Well, the person that she said this to happened to have just been promoted to a chair position on a committee. This person was not the target of Heather Scott's outburst, but took it that way. Instead of asking for clarification, "Are you talking about me?" No. This person let that fester, convinced themselves that Heather Scott's comments were directed toward her, and went and complained to the leadership in the legislature. So now there's disciplinary action being brought against Representative Heather Scott, patriot, God-fearing woman, woman of the highest level of integrity. And it's a shame. So the fight's on. Go to redoubtnews.com. They're doing a great job of covering this. And Heather Scott's response was spot on. Excellent. Excellent. Because she basically called out the press, the media, for exactly what this is, and that's pitting conservatives against conservatives. It was a misunderstanding, an unfortunate and unnecessary misunderstanding. As somebody took something that was not intended against them and took it that way. Let's hope that this was an honest misunderstanding and not something else. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about HB 1134, Washington State Olympia's agenda to disarm you from the means to be able to effectively defend yourself. More on that when we come back. Stay right there.
It makes me livid when I hear the anti-self-defense thugs and their minions in the government, in the media, and from Hollywood talk about common sense gun regulation or reasonable measures to keep criminals from getting their hands on guns. Fortunately, the pro-Second Amendment Americans vastly outnumber the hopeful slave makers. Still, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Since they can't ban combat rifles or handguns outright without starting the Second American Revolution, they change their tactics. These appear as soft tactics, but their end goal is the same: disarm the American people. And their sights are set specifically on the middle class. These tactics are licensing and registration. This creeping gradualism is nothing short of tyranny, and has historically always led to confiscation. If they were honest with you and me, and especially themselves, they would acknowledge their measures do nothing to reduce crime. But then, reducing crime was never their goal. Vladimir Lenin said, "A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to the bourgeoisie. But I say, never register or license your arms, and never give them up." I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
This is Jordan Page, and you're listening to the voice of the American Readout.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Readout, segment two. We're going to wrap everything up here in the next 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get it done. Segment two is brought to you and sponsored by RiverfrontSuites.com. Beautiful little suites right on the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's, Idaho. If you need a place to get away from it all, amazing little places. So check them out, RiverfrontSuites.com, Patriot-owned business. And do remember Heather Scott in your prayers. Actually, all our patriot conservative leaders, especially right now when the legislature is in session, they fight a daily battle you cannot imagine against some powerful forces. Well, as Ephesians 6:12 says, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what they're up against. And that's where these attacks are coming from. Of course, as the saying goes, if you're taking flak, you're over the target, right? Our A-plus rated liberty advocate legislators are the ones that are taking the most, they're under the attack the most. Don't forget, the Jordan Page will be in concert next Saturday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at La Belle La Vie, in the Spokane Valley. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We've got a posting there with the instructions, the Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page and let us know you're coming. And that's going to be a great time. Special guest, the widow wife of Lavoie Finicum, Jeanette Finicum, will be joining us. And we are just really looking forward to that. Now let's talk quickly about HB 1134. This is going on to the House. It prohibits a person, unless certain conditions are met, from manufacturing, possessing, distributing, importing, transferring, selling, or offering for sale, or purchasing an assault weapon or large capacity magazines. This arbitrary number of 10 rounds maximum. You need to get a hold of your legislators right now and tell them you are absolutely opposed to HB 1134 in all its forms. Shut it down. Has no place in Washington. If they push for this so far, according to a report that I got from a text from a Representative Matt Shea, they don't have the votes to make this happen. Hallelujah. This is a good thing. But, and I've got the bill right here. It's semi-automatic rifle, capacity to accept detachable magazines, and has, you know, pistol grips, barrel shrouds, just all this evil stuff. Grenade launchers or flare launchers. How many active shooter situations are you aware of where they used a flare launcher? But they got it on the list here. This would ban, and what's amazing, just like California, it doesn't ban M1As or M14s, civilian version of M14s. It doesn't ban Mini-14s. Same functionality. Semi-automatic rifle, but it doesn't have a pistol grip, so it's okay. You can't kill as many people without a pistol grip. Or a threaded barrel that could have a flash suppressor, because, you know, if you have a flash suppressor, you can kill way more people. My goodness, the ignorance of these people. So they are saying no person in the state can manufacture, but the exceptions are, well, if you possess this assault weapon or high-capacity magazine, by the date, the effective date of this section, or if you possess the assault weapon or large capacity magazine by a person who, or after the effective date of this section, acquires possession of the assault weapon. So if you have it before, if it was transferred, it's all right here. I've got it for you guys. We'll link it in the highlights and resources posting to share with you guys. But this is a very serious thing. I've also got this amazing Facebook posting. I'm not going to have enough time to cover about the left and this new misdirection tool that they're using called gaslighting. The left, the liberal left. It's a new buzz term. You're gaslighting me. Really? What's gaslighting? Well, it's a form of manipulation through persistent denial, misdirection, contradiction, and lying in an attempt to destabilize and legitimize a target. Isn't that odd? That's the very same thing that the left does, but it's the tool they're using to accuse the right, which is pretty much how they operate. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com for our weekly podcast. You have a blessed weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.